Greetings again, pilgrims. It's time for your daily journey through James. This is Pastor Bob, here to bring you the next segment from our Book of James, our two-week immersion into James excursion. And today we have probably the most known text from the Book of James. It's episode 6. It's called Faith Without Works is Dead. You may have heard that before. That's a James quote. In case you didn't know, faith without works is dead. We are on our 6th episode out of 14. And this little segment today, chapter 2, verses 14 through 26, will get us through chapter 2. And tomorrow will be episode 7. That'll be halfway through. Now, here's some details about tomorrow. When you get tomorrow's segment, which is another famous segment from James called Taming the Tongue, but anyway, let's not get ahead of ourselves. When you get that email tomorrow, you'll get it early, before the Facebook service at 10 a.m. We'll send that email out early. And in that email will also be the link to the post-game show tomorrow after the service, around 11 o'clock. So, you'll have the daily devotional from James in that email tomorrow, and you'll have the Zoom meeting link to the post-game show. So, I hope you'll join us for that. It's the first time we're doing it, and we're looking forward to a little decompression from the message after the service tomorrow. A little way to at least attempt some good fellowship and sharing. Absolutely. But now let's get ready for some James. Because you need to be ready in order to absorb this stuff from James, don't you? We've got the monks just beautifully in harmony. The Gregorian chant. We've got the candle with the flame reaching towards heaven. And we've got the tea. Cozy chamomile. Amen. Cozy chamomile is one of Mom's favorites. All right. Let's become that blank slate. Let's let God have our mind and our heart. Let's empty it and open the doors for anything and everything God has to say in these words from the Book of James. It's chapter 2. Is verse 14 through 26. Faith without works is dead. It goes like this. What good is it, my brothers and sisters, if you say you have faith, but do not have works? Can faith save you? If a brother or sister is naked and lacks daily food, and one of you says to them, go in peace, keep warm, and eat your fill, and yet you do not supply their bodily needs, what is the good of that? So faith by itself, if it has no works, is dead. But someone will say, you have faith, and I have works. Show me your faith apart from your works, and I, by my works, will show you my faith. You believe that God is one. You do well. Even the demons believe and shudder. Do you want to be shown, you senseless person, that faith apart from works is barren? Was not our ancestor Abraham justified by works when he offered his son Isaac on the altar? You see, that faith was active along with his works, and faith was brought to completion by the works. Thus, the scripture was fulfilled that says, Abraham believed God, and it was reckoned to him as righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. You see that a person is justified by works and not by faith alone. Likewise, was not Rahab the prostitute also justified by works when she welcomed the messengers and sent them out by another road? For just as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is also dead. Amen. Well, now that you've heard it once, let's prepare to absorb it, right? God is speaking to you in this text. There's something in this text, and I'm sure you can already sense it in your heart, that is speaking directly to you about something very specific in your faith life. So open up to that. Surrender to God. God already knows what the message is, what you need to hear. Open the door and let Him speak to you in these words. Again, James chapter 2, verses 14 through 26. What good is it, my brothers and sisters, if you say you have faith, but do not have works? Can faith save you? If a brother or sister is naked and lacks daily food, and one of you says to them, "Go in peace, keep warm, and eat your fill," and yet you do not supply their bodily needs, what is the good of that? So faith by itself, if it has no works, is dead. But someone will say, "You have faith, and I have works. Show me your faith apart from your works, and I, by my works, will show you my faith." You believe that God is one. You do well. Even the demons believe and shudder. Do you want to be shown, you senseless person, that faith apart from works is barren? Was not our ancestor Abraham justified by works when he offered his son Isaac on the altar? You see that faith was active along with his works, and faith was brought to completion by the works. Thus, the scripture was fulfilled that says, Abraham believed God, and it was reckoned to him as righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. You see that a person is justified by works and not by faith alone. Likewise, was not Rahab the prostitute also justified by works when she welcomed the messengers and sent them out by another road? For just as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is also dead. Sounds like it's time to get to work. Amen. Put your faith to work, brothers and sisters. I hope you'll refer to that text throughout the day today. Make it your daily text for this very day, and I'm sure God will have a lot to say to you and teach you and lead you forward in your life of faith. But don't leave the works behind. Let's get to work. Faithful work, as John Lewis, the former congressman and civil rights leader, would say, good trouble. Let's get to work with some good trouble. And now Jesus comes, and he has the final benediction. We give the floor to him and him alone. On this very day, July 25th, here's what he says to you. As you listen to birds calling to one another, now let's stop right there. Do you do that? I know that some of you do. When you're out and about, sitting in the back, out in the porch, in the front yard, on a walk, out shopping, wherever you might be, you just clear your head and listen to the birds calling to one another. Can you get that quiet within yourself and hear them? It's good for your soul. So let's start over. Jesus says this. As you listen to birds calling to one another, hear also my love call to you. I speak to you continually through sights, sounds, thoughts, impressions, scriptures. There is no limit to the variety of ways I can communicate with you. Your part is to be attentive to my messages in whatever form they come. When you set out to find me in a day, you discover that the world is vibrantly alive with my presence. You can find me not only in beauty and bird calls, but also in tragedy and faces filled with grief. I can take the deepest sorrow and weave it into a pattern for good. Search for me and my messages as you go through this day. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with your whole being. Amen. And thus concludes episode 6 of Journey Through James. Again, be looking for tomorrow's email with episode 7 and also the link to the Sunday morning post-game show with Pastor Bob. I hope you'll join us. I'm sure it'll be fun. But until then, go out there today looking for God in everything and listen to how he's communicating to you. God bless you.